I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it is Married to Medicine Sunday. I can barely sleep. I just flew in from Vegas. I can barely sleep. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I can barely speak is what I meant, but sleep is on my mind. I can barely speak because I want to sleep. I just got in from Vegas. It was a big weekend. But it's all going to be okay because Dr. Jackie's here with Kristen Chenoweth. And those are two of my favorite people, for real. I'll see you in there. She's a Broadway queen, and she wants Curtis to call her Jacqueline. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kristen Chenoweth and Dr. Jackie now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Married to Medicine Sunday with a woman who dressed as Michelle Obama and another who's performed at the White House for her. No biggie. In 2003, my first guest originated the role of Glinda in Wicked on Broadway. And ever since, we've all been loyal Chris stans. You can now see her in A Very Wicked Halloween, celebrating 15 years on Broadway tomorrow on NBC. I can't wait. Welcome back, our friend and Bravo superfan, Kristen Chenoweth. Thank you. And your dog's name is
Thunder.
Thunder.
After the Oklahoma City basketball team.
Oh. And I always love when she's here, and not just because I ask her medical questions during commercial breaks without forking over a copay. From Married to Medicine, we're paging Dr. Jackie. Hey, Dr. Jackie. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Kristen and I were talking about what a boss you were before the show.
Thank you.
You just own it, man. I'm.
Yes.
Thank you. There you go. Tonight's bartenders were in Wicked 15 years ago with Kristen, and they're in the current Broadway ensemble, which means after a few drinks, we're making them rate all the Glindas. Say hi to E.O. Alfonso and Manny Herrera. Hey, guys. So, by the way, who's been your favorite Elphaba?
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, let's get started. You know, Jackie, when you and Curtis arrived at the Black Love Party as Barack and Michelle Obama, Simone had no love for you. Take a look. It's time for our Shady Boot moment of the night.
Michelle, Barack.
Curtis, no business. As Barack Obama.
Just called me 44.
They could have come as Bill and Hillary Clinton. He could have pulled a Bill off. He had a Monica.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Take it easy.
Whoa.
Take it easy.
I went too far.
You went too much. Too soon.
Shade, some shade, right?
Right.
Were you irritated when you saw that?
No. No, I mean, I know Simone well enough to know she meant it.
Right.
But not with malice.
Okay, but yes, not with malice.
Yes.
Kristen, earlier this month, you hung out with Patricia from Southern Charm. And I have a few questions. You posted that you spent the weekend with Patricia. She gave you a tour of Charleston. Did she introduce you to any of the other Southern Charm cast?
No, but she did come to see my show. Remember when I at point blank asked her, I looked in that camera?
Yes.
She came and she looked beautiful. She then the next day said, come hang out with me. So me, I myself, my assistant Seth, went and hung out with her and Michael, and we went to this chop house, the steak chop house that has been on the show. Actually, I'm not sure it's been on the show. We had a wonderful time. We had a little bit too much to drink. And then she showed me Battery. She showed me the city that I think Charleston is, you know, a love letter. That show is a love letter to her. And then she took me to her house.
Did she advise you? I know at one point I was like thinking you should date Shep. Did she give you any feedback about that?
She didn't mention that I should date Shep.
She didn't. Did she talk trash about anybody on the cast?
No, she was extremely lovely. And
did you talk about T-Rev?
No, I tried to be, because I'm not Southern. I'm from Oklahoma, but there's this unspoken word that you just, you know, let it be. And she is everything you want her to be. Patricia, I love you. And I'm going to get to see her because we're going to try to work together with our different charities. She does Wounded Warriors, and she's all about pets, and so am I. So we're together.
All right. Thank you very much, Patricia. Tune in tomorrow night. We have the Real Housewives Awards, and the results are going to be revealed live right here. Plus, we have a lot of surprises. Kristen and Dr. Jackie came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Married to Medicine, Dr. Jackie and Curtis celebrated their wedding anniversary. And after a rough couple of years, excuse me, Curtis Jetem made a huge effort to prove that their relationship still had a pulse. Watch.
Curtis! You know I need to know where we're going.
It's a little secret. This is our table here.
I'm impressed. Makes me think I'm in Paris.
16 years.
Yes.
I'm trying to get to 17.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's not often I'm speechless.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Est-ce que vous désirez peut-être regarder les desserts?
Pas tout de suite.
Pas tout de suite.
I like the parlez-vous français. Every time we're having sex, I want Curtis to say my name in French.
Jacqueline.
See that? See? What did I do for you?
I'm going to get lucky tonight.
That must have meant a lot to you that he made that effort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We actually did our first trip in Paris.
Nice.
And we've been trying to get back to Paris, so...
Very good.
Yes.
Here's what. In honor of Dr. Jackie's anniversary, I want to have you prescribe a romantic gesture that each of the other husbands can make towards their wives. Simone and Cecil, since they started to have sex again, what should Cecil do to get Simone in the mood?
Oh, take her on a hot date.
Take her on a hot date.
Yes.
Dr. Heavenly and Daddy Damon. Now, Heavenly claims her sex life is amazing. What does Daddy do to keep it up? How do you keep it going? I mean, not keep it hard.
Let's be clear.
I think he should take on a spiritual retreat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contessa, what should Scott do to make Contessa feel great about herself, especially after her double mastectomy?
Sexy underwear.
Really?
All sexy underwear negligees.
Mariah and Aiden, from someone who's gone through an affair herself, how should Aiden always reassure Mariah that he will never cheat again? I mean, what needs to be done there?
It's make sure she's always aware of where he's going and, you know, phone calls, nice gifts. Yes. Call me all the time.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr.
Jackie.
Second, at Mariah's Black Love Party, a lot of the couples showed up ready to turn up, but a couple of the women found the whole idea to be a turn off. Take a look.
Where are you?
I'm not coming.
I had every intention of coming, but I think I'm just going home and have sex, okay?
What happened? Heavenly's saying she's not coming.
This event was not meant for any shade. It was really meant to inspire and uplift who we are.
It's messy. Black love? Why have that type of party knowing you just filed for divorce? She did it because she wanted to be messy. I mean, she make up and say other people's husbands are cheating. My man ain't seeing nobody. Unlike Aiden, he had to go out there and run and get him some ass.
Ooh. Dr. Jackie. Mm-hmm. But also, Dr. Jackie, why did Heavenly have a Tina Turner costume on for the Black Love Party? Because, of course, Ike and Tina are not good representatives of this theme, right?
I think Heavenly had the Tina Turner energy, you know?
Right, right.
Okay. You know, that's what I thought okay. she wanted.
Yeah. Well, here's what, in honor of the couples who did attend, go to WWHL.TV to tell us whose Black Love costume did you love the most. Jackie and Curtis as Michelle and Barack, Mariah and Aiden yeah, as Cookie absolutely. And Lucius from Empire, Simone and Cecil as Quincy and Monica from Love and Basketball, and Toya and Eugene as Steve and Marjorie Harvey. That was very interesting too. Okay, it looks like Jackie, you guys won it by a landslide. Congratulations. All right. Finally, when she's not starring on the stage or screen, Kristen is busy consuming so much Bravo that during a recent medical exam, it was discovered that her endoskeleton was wearing a Giovanni gown. So here's what, it's time for Kristen to weigh in on all the latest Bravo drama and issues and tell us if she's okay. Kristen, what were your thoughts on Vicky setting up Kelly's ex-husband Michael with one of her girlfriends? Breaking girl code?
I'm out. I think that's girl code.
Okay. Yeah. Thoughts on Shannon's explosive blow up in Mexico? Were the ladies right that she needs medication?
I think medication's a great thing.
Okay. Thoughts on Vicky putting so much pressure on marriage on Steve?
No, don't do that, because then you really never know if they want to marry you.
Absolutely.
Into Dallas. Thoughts on Leanne telling Deandra that Brandy is a bad influence on her?
Love you girls in Dallas. I love you. What is the question?
Leanne telling Deandra that Brandy's a bad influence on her.
No, don't do that. Just get better lashes.
What are your thoughts on Cameron getting upset that Brandy didn't tell her she adopted a baby?
Well, as an adopted child myself, I think that a parent should be able to tell whoever they want to do it. So I'm out on that. And Brandy, I owe you a baby gift.
Over to Below Deck. Thoughts on deckhand Riley challenging Chandler and Kate, who are her bosses. Does she have too much of an ego?
No, she's a woman, badass worker, and I think she's a captain of a boat, and I need to see a little bit more personality from Cameron, that's why.
Next week on Married to Medicine, the Antigua vacation begins, and the subject of Quad's divorce once again brings out Mariah and Heavenly's irreconcilable differences. Take a look at this sneak peek. I can't talk tonight.
I saw my husband last night dancing in the club with another woman. I'm not going to goddamn break everything down for nobody.
And you shouldn't
and
have
mean
to.
That.
And nobody should require that of you.
Enough.
Nobody's asking that of you.
F*** you, bitch. F*** you.
Mariah breaks a flute.
Heavenly to me looked like a f***ing fool.
Your mama looked like a f***ing fool.
And
when do you tell your wife she's out of right f***ing
get your
family.
Bitch.
What is going on? This cannot possibly be happening on the first night.
Wow, Dr. Jackie.
Ooh.
How did that happen?
Quickly.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Amy from Nashville. Hey, Amy. Which?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, my question is for Kristen.
Okay.
It's regarding the upcoming Wicked movie.
Okay.
And I just want to know if you have any news.
Any new news on the Wicked movie?
No, I have no news. And to quote Glenda, I have no power here.
Let's go to Jenny from Washington. Hey, Jenny, what's your question for Dr. Jackie?
Hey,
Andy, Dr. Jackie, I want to know, what was your reaction to Curtis saying some very flirtatious things about Mariah's cookie ensemble?
Silence was golden. You know, sometimes you don't know what to say, and I'm thinking, like, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Did he hear about it later?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
You gave it to him, didn't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
How are things with you two now, would you say?
We're in a good place.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had to tear down to build up.
Yeah.
And we're really in a good place.
Yes. Yes. Let's go to Kim from Pennsylvania for Kristen Chenoweth. Kim, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Kristen, if you could take a below deck cruise with any Housewives franchise, who would you go? Who would you take and why?
Oh, good question. Who would you take?
Oh, you mean on the below deck?
Yeah. So if you were going on the boat and you could bring any group of Housewives, who would you bring?
Oh, it'd be Beverly Hills.
It would be Beverly Hills. Let's go to King from Houston, Texas. King from Houston, I like it. What's your question for Dr. Jackie?
I would just like to know, why is most of the group, not her per se, coming so hard on Quad about opening up to her personal business about her divorce?
Why do you think the group is being so tough on Quad?
I think when I was going through it last year, everybody was kind of privy to know everything that was going on, as girlfriends often do, and they just want to know that she's okay.
They do.
Yeah.
Dr. Jackie, Quentin D. said, do you think it's normal to have an alert on your husband's credit card, as Mariah suggested?
I don't think it's normal, but I like that idea.
There you go. Hey, breaking news. If you want to know who won the World Series, press pause right now, because I'm about to tell you. The Boston Red Sox. There you go. It is game time, everybody. Since Christine is such a loyal Bravo fan, we wanted to surprise her with something special. And by the grace of God, I think we did. Kristen, it's time for Clubhouse Playhouse. You will go over to the bar where you will be joined by a hologram of Kelly Dodge. Go ahead over there. She's going to recreate the iconic 70s party scene. Here, sit next to me, Jackie, and watch. She's going to recreate the iconic 70s party scene with you. And stand by. We're trying to get the green screen up. You know what? It's a low-tech show. What can I tell you? All right. Okay. And
where do I look?
Let's go. You look right there. Okay.
Kelly, you're lucky I'm a nice person and I'm not going to cut you down.
Okay, Mrs. Roper.
You know what, Kelly? Bye-bye. Leave my party right now.
I will leave your party. This party sucks. Actually, this is the worst party ever.
Oh, have another drink, Kelly.
Okay, Mrs. Roper. Bye-bye, Mrs. Roper. No wonder why you cheated on your wife.
Oh, weren't you the one cheating on your husband?
No.
I'll never forget the story hearing about a girl making out with her affair in front of her neighbors.
Who?
It was you!
Who?
It was you!
You look like every other blind chick in Newport Beach!
Have another cocktail, Kelly.
Okay, Mrs. Roper, I will have another cocktail.
Yes! Was that fun?
Yes.
Yes? She wants to do more. Hannah W. Emailed, Kristen, my daughter's a huge theater buff and would love to audition for your summer camp. What's the best part about working on your Broadway boot camp?
Thank you so much. She can send a video audition in February. Tony night, we watch the Tonys in my theater, the Kristen Chenoweth Theater in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Performing Arts Center. Somebody died and left us a lot of money. I'm so glad they did, because now we have a theater there.
Wow.
And now it's a week of Broadway intensive, and I encourage everybody to visit my official website and send in your audition.
Oh my God, I want to send in my audition.
You need to come again.
Let's go to Diane from Cincinnati. Hey, Diane, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Oh my God, I love you. I can't believe I'm on.
Thank
my
you.
My question is for Kristen.
Okay.
My husband's family is related to the Chenoweths, and my father-in-law, God rest his soul, always talked about having the Chenoweth toe, which was when his little toe crossed over his next toe. So it was like on top of the, I guess, the fourth toe.
That's
so I'm wondering.
Is he seeing anybody?
I would like to ask
do you have that
Dr.
toe,
Walters
Christian?
To look at my toes. How do they look?
I mean, Dr. I don't Jackie, think I have your a... toes look okay? I know you're not
yeah.
a...
Yeah. It's not crossed over.
Oh, good. Thank
okay,
you.
There you
I'm
go.
Lucky with the Chenoweth.
Okay, so she's not related to that side of the family, I guess. Dr. Jackie, Hakeem B wants to know if you could see Mariah thriving in Texas if she had to move.
Yes. I don't know if Texas is ready. But
for Mariah.
Yes.
Dr. Jackie, do you think Toya needs a double closet?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
As we begin a new week, I wanted to address the streak of hatred that's becoming all too common in this country. Yesterday, a man shouting anti-Semitic slurs opened fire into the crowd at a Pittsburgh synagogue, killing 11 people in what is now considered the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. By the way, last year, anti-Semitic attacks in this country grew by 60%. 60%. Last Wednesday, a white man in Kentucky shot and killed two African Americans at a grocery store after a failed attempt to barge into a black church. And on Friday, a man in Florida was arrested for sending at least 14 homemade explosives to prominent politicians. There are at least three politicians currently running for Congress and a fourth running for a state House seat with openly white supremacist views. Many other candidates are using hate speech or have affiliated themselves with extremist organizations. We cannot be defined by hateful, sick extremists, and we cannot be silent. We have to be aware of what's happening around us before it gets any worse. No matter our race or religion or place of birth or political beliefs, we are all stronger than this. But now it's time to stamp this out before it gets any worse. Hatred cannot win in this country. So please, as we're starting this new week, let's think about how we can put some love and kindness into the world. I'm going to do the same. You guys in?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Love you. Thank you, Dr. Jackie. Thanks, you guys. Hey, everybody, it's Andy, A Very Wicked Halloween, celebrating 15 years on Broadway, premieres tomorrow night on NBC, starring Kristen Chenoweth. Dr. Jackie is from Married to Medicine, Sundays at 8. And our bartenders are EO and Manny from the current Wicked Ensemble. So we were just closing the show with something deep, but you were saying that that art is a great...
Well, you said it, and Leonard Bernstein said it in a quote. He said, our greatest revenge is to make the most beautiful music, art, medicine. So that's what we'll do. We'll fight hate with love. And
And hopefully everybody will go to the polls.
Absolutely. Go
right?
vote. It's,
yeah.
it's vital.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Lori from Missouri. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I wanted to say hello to you and to my daughter, Bailey, who's your fall intern and in the audience.
But
my question
Bailey.
Is for Dr. Jackie.
Okay.
Dr. Jackie, how do you think that Quad's going to do being single, and how do you think her mental state's going to be with especially some of you ladies yourself who is doing well in your marriage and everything's going great?
I think Quad's an extremely strong woman, and she's going to thrive quite well. And hanging out with a group, we're just welcoming her new man.
Right?
Yeah.
What did you... Yeah, I got to tell you something. You've been through so much on the show and in your life, and you always keep going forward, and you have such great resolve and kind of personal strength. Where did you get that confidence and personal strength?
I think my mom was a very strong woman and instilled in us that strong is all we know.
Uh-huh.
You know, failure was never an option.
Uh-huh. And did you always know that you wanted to be a doctor?
I'd always loved it, yes, absolutely.
You did?
Yes.
And did you always know that you wanted to go into the gynecological arts?
Yes, because when I grew up in a small town in Mississippi, and they didn't talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you didn't talk about anything, and I felt ignorant. And it was always my vow to grow up and educate women.
Very good. Let's go to Brielle from New York. Hey, Brielle, what's your question?
Hey, first, can I just say, Kristen, thank you so much for being my inspiration. I saw you live for the first time the other day, and it was beautiful.
Thank you, darling.
My question is, what felt different for you and Adina about revisiting Wicked 15 years later?
Well, I can't speak for Adina, but I know that we both stood up there at one point. All the Glendas and Elphabas joined us at the end.
Ooh.
And it was very touching. And I looked at her, I said, is this cool or what? And she said, this is just too cool. So we both just like, we saw that we were part of something. I always wanted to be something in any something anyone had heard of. Remember, I'd won a Tony for a show that closed the next day.
And, which was what?
It was Charlie Brown.
It was Charlie
and
Brown.
And then it's Pushing Daisies and Emmy for, it wasn't on the air anymore. So
wow.
I was just so,
and
so I know.
You won an Emmy for Pushing Daisies?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and it had been canceled.
Yeah, it'd been canceled.
Wow.
So I just was so happy to be in something and also to stand up there with my beautiful co-star and be able to celebrate 15 years in show business. Nothing lasts in 15 years except Bravo, right, Andy?
That's
but nothing lasts 15 minutes. I mean, it's 15 minutes and so
yes.
So 15 years will take.
Right. Yeah. Wow. And you still sing a few songs from Wicked in your tour, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I go see Barbara Streisand and she doesn't sing People, I'm mad at her.
Yes. So you have to sing Popular.
I do.
And you have to sing
For Good. I'll call yeah. up people that, you know, I'll call up kids that I've never met before and come to sing with me. Sometimes I'll call up someone cool like Alanis Morissette and be, get up here, girl.
Yeah,
sing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's cool.
Let's go to Rose from Orlando. Hey, Rose, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Dr. Jackie.
Okay.
Dr. Jackie, you seem to be the designated voice of reason. Do you think Dr. Heavenly took advantage of Quad's vulnerability to misrepresent Mariah's party, Black Love Party?
No, I think that they've created a new bond, a new friendship. Heavenly wants to be a strong voice. She is a relationship expert.
Right.
And so she's being a relationship expert for Quad. I don't think so, no.
Right. Okay, let's go to Mary Lou from Wisconsin. Hey, Mary Lou, what's your question?
Oh, hi, it's to Kristen. I wanted to know, because she was on Glee, If they are thinking at odds, bringing it back in like part two or a different source.
Oh, I would love that. So, y'all write in Ryan Murphy and tell me you want Glee part two. And April Rose is now, like it's, you know, 9 years later and she's
right.
still a hot mess. So
yes.
tell Ryan.
Good. You brought me a present?
I brought you a present. They didn't make very many. Last time Chrissy was here, she brought John Legend.
Chrissy Teigen, she brought John Legend's Grammy
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, now this is
she
not
She then
the
came
Grammy.
In and stole.
Oh, she, that's right,
he
she
came,
did.
He stole it back, like 3 weeks later.
I remember.
Yes.
Well, I'm not stealing this. They didn't make very many, but this is the Wicked Barbie.
Ooh.
You can put it wherever you want.
That's awesome. And she signed it.
I did Aww. Sign it. Now you just need to get Adina's, and then you'll
I
have matching.
I do,
match.
Absolutely. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kristen. I love you.
Thank you, Dr. Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, you two. We'll see you in Wicked at the Gershwin. For more, check it on BravoTV.com tonight, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.